Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 20 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Wednesday, October 7th, from high atop the Osborne Athletic Complex in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Well, I'll be assisted by this head cold. Hinky Dinky Time Radio is on the air a day ahead of schedule due to tomorrow night's telecast of the Nebraska-Missouri game at 8:15 Central Daylight Time on ESPN. For those of you with plans to tune in late,
savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
As I was saying, for those of you with plans to tune in late, stay tuned for the rebroadcast starting right after the live show. We've got a small audience tonight, and we've got some special material to cover on tonight's broadcast as I keep one eye on playoff baseball during the show. It looks like the Twins are getting spanked good and proper by the Yankees. That's unfortunate. Let's start out with Jude by, well, it's a singer named Jude, a group named Jude. It's from England, and this is their cover of Morning Morgantown, a song that's from originally off of Joni Mitchell's Ladies of the Canyon album. I think this is a nice version of it. Enjoy this.
Merchants roll their awnings down. The milk trucks make their morning rounds in Morning Morgantown. We'll rise up early with sun to ride the bus while everyone is yawning and the day is young.
Getting it together here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I promise we're off to kind of a rocky start, but we're getting it together. We do have a special feature on tonight's broadcast. I'm going to share some music with you that is by a fellow that there's a pretty good chance you've never heard of. It's a fellow named Tony Burrows, who was born in 1942 in England. And his claim to fame is he's understood to have sung on hit records by more different groups than anyone else in popular music. Tony Burrows was a session singer, and he lent his lead vocal talents very often to very many groups, going back to the very early 1960s. And the first thing we're going to hear is a song by a group that he was a member of back in 1963 called the Kestrels, and this is a song called Dance With Me, featuring a young Tony Burrows on vocals. The Kestrels opened for the Beatles early in their career, and allegedly, on an early TV appearance, members of the Kestrels instructed members of the Beatles on how to properly bow for the cameras. I don't know if that's true. The Kestrels also featured among its membership the future immensely successful songwriting team of Roger Greenaway and Roger Cook, and we might play some music by them, some of the other hit records they wrote for other people, on another broadcast. But right now, this is Dance With Me by the Kestrels. Leaving the Kestrels, Tony Burrows joined a group called the Ivy League. And next we're going to hear a song by the Ivy League. Actually, it's a cover of a song called My World Fell Down, written by Kurt Becher and Gary Usher. And there is little doubt that there certainly will be a Kurt Becher special somewhere in the future on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. He's a pretty significant character. They were Americans, but this is a British band covering My World Fell Down. Originally, this was on Becher and Usher's studio project that was released under the name Sagittarius. But now we're going to hear My World Fell Down by the Ivy League.
Just like a breath of spring, you came my way. I heard a bluebird sing, but not today. Myself.
crying. I don't know.
In 1967, the Ivy League morphed into the improbably named Flower Pot Men, whose only chart single and Tony Burrow's first taste of chart success came with their song, Let's Go to San Francisco. You'd have to be making something up like that up unless it really happened. Yes, they were called the Flower Pot Men. And Let's Go to San Francisco. It sounds like something straight out of some mockumentary, but it really existed. Well, let's go to San Francisco right now. And after that, we will wind our way away from the Tony Burrows rockumentary and into some other music. And then we'll return to it again later.
Oh,
Now, evidently, the Beach Boys' influence on this recording was much more extensive than I realized. Apparently, the game plan was to lock the studio door, smoke whatever we could shake out of the carpeting, and roll tape like it's free. Because this thing goes on for another couple of minutes.
Thank you.
You know, most internet radio stations would only play you part one of Mau Mau by the Phantoms, but not Hinky Dinky Time Radio. No, at Hinky Dinky Time Radio, you can count on hearing Mau Mau part one, followed by Mau Mau part two, because we're just that kind of show. Well, we were talking about Tony Burrows earlier and the Flower Pot Man, and by 1970, the Flower Pot Men were prepared to call it a day, and they did. And that's about the time where Tony Burrows found himself as a very much in demand session singer, and he was singing on hit records left and right in 1970. And let's kick things off for 1970 and Tony Burrows with a song. Finally, I'm pretty confident you will be familiar with. That was Edison Lighthouse's hit from the spring of 1970, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, and Nothing Grows Where Bambi Goes, but that's another story. We'll get back to the spring of 1970 and what all went on with Tony Burrows that year right after this classic. This is Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66, and you'll probably remember this from 1966, because I'm sure you're just about of a certain age.
Together, 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 together. So close your eyes, for that's a lovely way to be. Aware of things your heart alone was meant to see. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny, don't try to fight the rising sea. Don't fight.
fight the moon, the stars above, and don't fight me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can be nothing together.
When I saw you first, the time was half past three. When your eyes met mine, it was eternity.
By now we know the wave is on its way to be. Just catch the wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can be not being together. Catch the wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can be not being together.
Together.
Yes, yes, yes. We kick off a new feature on Hinky Dinky Time Radio with this week's Nebraska Cornhusker Football Report. Well, the 24th-ranked Huskers line up tomorrow against the number 21 Missouri Tigers in Columbia, Missouri, having last beaten Mizzou in 2006 and not tallying a win against them on the road since 2001. Our Bug Eaters haven't beaten a ranked opponent since 2006, and none on the road in the last seven attempts, having missed doing so for the first time in the Bo Pelini era a few weeks back, narrowly snatching defeat from the jaws of victory on the road at Virginia Tech. The Tigers are weak against the run, which may account for them being 2.5-point underdogs at home. So be sure and tune in tomorrow night at 8:15 Central Daylight Time for the kickoff on ESPN and cheer on our Huskers. Yes, go Big Red. And we're going to get to one of my pop's old requests that's been hanging around here for quite a while. He asked for this months ago. This is the Jerry Mulligan Quartet and Walkin' Shoes. Thank you. I should also mention that Jerry Mulligan quartet configuration featured Stan Getz. That was Stan with the Jerry Mulligan quartet. Of course, you knew that. Getting back to our Tony Burrows tribute, we're talking about the spring of 1970, and we heard Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, and also from that spring, he sang lead on the next two tracks we're going to hear. The first is by a band called White Plains. It's called My Baby Loves Lovin'. You'll recognize that one. And the other one is a song by a group, a vocal group called The Brotherhood of Man. And this is their hit single, United We Stand. Now, much later on in 1976, The Brotherhood of Man would win the Eurovision Song Contest, but that was with a lineup that did not include Tony Burrows. So let's listen to My Baby Loves Lovin' by White Plains, and then we'll hear some Brotherhood of Man, and we'll be back together right after that.
Nothing in the world just you call, I'll hear.
So as it happened that spring with Burroughs singing lead on Edison Lighthouse's Love Grows My, Where My Rosemary Goes, White Plains Is My Baby Loves Lovin', and The Brotherhood of Man's United We Stand, he appeared on one episode of Britain's popular weekly music variety show Top of the Pops with all three groups singing all three songs on the same show, triggering an unofficial ban by the show's producer, fearing that they'd be accused that a fix was in. That ban would not last, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Meanwhile, I'm glad I'm here with you tonight on Hanky Dinky Time Radio with this cold I'm fighting, because under the circumstances, what can I say? I just don't want to be lonely.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen. I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care if we share only moments a day. I just don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be loved and needed, depended on to give a love I can't give when you're gone. Don't wanna be lonely. I
And that is the main ingredient. Just don't want to be lonely from the Rhino Soul Hits of the 70s collection. That's how I come to have it. Last week on the program, I played There's a Tavern in the Town by Wally Cox, and I was just surprised and gratified by the clamor to hear that song again. And I'm sure the occasional come up. Let me get this Ricola out of my mouth. Hang on a second. I can't talk with that thing in my mouth. I'll go back to sucking it during the next song. We'll get back to hearing that There's a Tavern in Town again on another broadcast. I'm certain of that. But I did promise last week that I'd play the other side of that single, the B-side by Wally Cox, also from 1953. This didn't chart as high, but it did get on the charts. This is Wally Cox and the B-side to There's a Tavern in the Town. This is What a Crazy Guy, Dufo. Hey, wait a minute. No. You know, I do that every once in a while.
We used to have friend Dufo. What a crazy guy. Always makes us laugh. You know, when you're a kid, you do anything for a dare. You hang over the edge of a roof on a board for a dare. We've seen these guys just trying to get Dufo to hang over the edge of a roof on a board. And we've seen a board. It was a little thin board. And we told him it wouldn't hold you, you know? So he's going to do it anyway. What a crazy guy. We used to play roof tag. Everybody has to run over the roofs. And everybody has to run under the wire for radio or something, I don't know. So anyway, everybody runs under the wire but Dufo. Gets him right in the neck. What a crazy guy. You know when a guy can't swim, you throw him in the water, he gets scared. We seen this guy couldn't swim. We throwing him in the water. And he's getting real scared. So I said on Dufo, hey, pull him on. You know, he's drowning. He's turning blue, everything. So he keeps pushing him in again. What a crazy guy. We used to play backyard race. Everybody has to run across the backyard and climb over the fence and run across the backyard and climb over the fence. And like that. And whoever gets to the end first wins. So there's one backyard, every time we run across, a lady comes out and throws things at us. You know, water, pans, bottles, everything. And her husband gets really mad. He puts up a board with nails in it. So every time we climb over the fence, we have to jump over the nails. So one time he's out climbing over the fence, everybody jumps over the nails but Dufo. 16 stitches. What a crazy guy. We used to take different cars and drive it around. We didn't keep them or anything. You know, some guys sell them. We didn't sell them or anything. We used to park in front of the police station when we used to shoot them. Well, we seen his car. It was a 39 Packard, and the keys is in it, so we was driving around. So I said, let's go over to Dufo's house. So we went over there and left it out in front and went inside. And I said, hey, Dufo, there's my car right there. How do you like it? So he says, that ain't your car. You know, he's real dumb. So I told him, sure, here's the keys. I said, go ahead, take your girl for a ride. So he gets in it. He just gets around a corner and the cops pick him up. He's on 2 years probation. Well, I'll see you around, huh?
Yeah, that Dufo, what a crazy guy.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where are you going with that suitcase? Thank you.
were just now listening to A Day in the Life, the Beatles composition as performed by Jimmy Caravan and his group. That was Jimmy on the organ there. So we were talking about Tony Burrows and how in the spring of 1970 he was on the charts with three different groups singing three different songs, and he appeared on Top of the Pops singing all three of them, which got him banned. But that ban didn't last long. Just a few weeks later, he was climbing the charts again with yet another group as a member of a duo that called themselves the Pipkins. That was him and former member of the Kestrels with him from back in 1963, Roger Greenaway. And I think this is Tony singing the falsetto portion of the Pipkins duet. And let me know, tell me if you remember this from 1970.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Give me that thing.
That ding. That's the Pipkins from 1970, and that'd be the last time Tony Burrows was on the charts for a while, because his chameleon-like success tended to work against him. He hadn't really built any reputation for himself and made it hard to market Tony Burrows records. He did release some pretty nice records under his own name. Maybe the best-known single by Tony under his own name was this, also from 1970. This is Melanie Makes Me Smile, and I'll take him at his word.
Darling, I need you.
Melanie Makes Me Smile. That's Tony Burrows with Tony Burrows from 1970. Not with anybody for a change. He didn't record another chart success until his final chart success, which was in 1974. And he kind of went full circle because his last race up the charts was similar to some of his earlier works, kind of aping the Beach Boys, and you'll remember this if you were listening to AM radio, pop radio, as I was in 1974. This is The First Class and Beach Baby.
Next door, the suntan crew cut all of
Well, if you're anything like me, about 2 minutes ago, you were thinking, all right already. Yeah, that was the long version, not the familiar edit for the radio. To make a better effort locating the right versions of these songs for future reference. I'd like to thank you all for sticking it out through the entire Tony Burrows documentary. Meet me back here next week and we'll do something completely different. And if you're listening live or you're listening on the archive, I appreciate it. Think of me and the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow night. If you're paying attention, looks like the Dodgers are leading the Cardinals, and I'm happy with that. And with that, I will bid you adieu and good night. See you all next week.
I wish tonight was Wednesday night. I wish it wasn't the 13th of July.
Wait a minute. It is a Wednesday night, and it's not the 13th of July. No.
I wish tonight